Hello and welcome to the RealMacGenius.com TRMG audio podcast. Today we bring some good news and bad news to our listeners. Both Apple and the RealMacGenius.com have made some landmarks within the past week. First, our weekly podcast has had about 300 views and thus far, based on 6 ratings, a 5-star standard. As for Apple, they announced that they have sold over 2 million iPads within the first 60 days of sales. This is much faster than iTunes sales first went, and shows much promise for the once-questioned product. Second, we have Apple's federal entanglement. According to many prominent news outlets, including the New York Times and CNET News, Apple is going under the microscope of the U.S. Department of Justice regarding the pricing and promotion of digital music on Apple's iTunes Store. Reports have indicated that Department of Justice investigators are looking into allegations that Apple used its superior market clout to pressure record labels into refusing Amazon.com exclusive access to pre-released music. Sources told CNET that Apple threatened to pull promotion of any albums that were a part of Amazon's daily deal, and at one point complained to Sony Music about an Amazon deal involving new music from Alicia Keys. CNET sources added that the investigators are more interested in Apple's overall place of dominance in the digital marketplace than just their issues with Amazon. According to an interview conducted by the New York Times' Daniel L. Brown, an antitrust lawyer at Shepard, Mule & Richter in Hampton, was quoted as saying, quote, "Certainly if the Justice Department is getting involved, it raises the possibility of potential serious problems down the road for Apple. Without knowing what acts or practices they are targeting, it's difficult to say exactly how big a problem this is. But it's probably something Apple is already concerned about," unquote. We'll just have to wait and see where this leads. Third, on a brighter note, Apple has surpassed Microsoft as the most valuable tech company in the world. On Wednesday, Apple's stock closed at $222.12 billion, ahead of Microsoft by $3 billion. Once the underdog and once nearly extinct, the company that reinvents everything has finally reinvented the long PC-controlled tech world, climbing to the top. For more information on any of the topics discussed in this podcast, visit TheRealMacGenius.com. That's your weekly Apple update. See you next week at TheRealMacGenius.com.